My name is Sammy, and I am Proud and Curly.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. Hi guys, welcome to the third episode of PNC. In today's episode, we're going to finally feature our first guest. Today we're talking about what it's like to grow up with all of your hair being fully natural, but never really knowing your natural hair until now. She's never had a perm, but owes it to a mindset shift which changed her natural hair journey. Today, we're talking with Sammy Bryce. Be sure to check out the show notes for any links we reference. And if you're curious to see Sammy's hair, head over to the Proud and Curly Instagram page. So let me go ahead and introduce our first guest and a good friend of mine, Sammy Bryce. I met Sammy at the Savannah College of Art and Design, where she is studying sequential art. And shortly after I met her, she shaved all her hair off. And I was like, okay, this girl's pretty bold. The only other person that I knew that shaved all their hair off was my sister, and she is a super confident person. So I immediately related them together. But as I got to know her, I found out she loves her hair and wanted to grow it back healthier. And today she finally shares her whole story. And it was so good, guys. It's really a good episode. I think you will definitely be able to relate to parts like I did. And at the end, we do a little fire round of questions called the Curly Five. All right, let's bring her in. Hi, Sammy.
Hi.
Thank you for being our first guest on the podcast.
Well, I guess I'll start off by introducing myself. I'm Sammy Bryce. I'm a student right now, and I'm aspiring to be a sequential artist and illustrator. That'll tie in, I guess, later.
Let's dive into the beginning of your hair journey. Like, how did it all start? Tell us about your hair as a child and how you felt about it as a child.
For me, when I was a kid, I didn't really acknowledge my hair so much until I saw all the things that my sister was doing with her hair. And my sister's like 6 years older than me, so she could like get braids and her hair straightened. And it wasn't until I went to school that I was like, oh, everyone else has like nicely done hair, you know. When you're a kid and like you look at your hair compared to everyone else, it's like, ugh. My parents worked a lot, so it was just like my hair looked unkept, basically, because my mom would only do my hair like every 2 weeks. And meanwhile, everyone else was getting their hair done like every day.
How is everyone else's hair style?
This one girl who I remember, her hair was always like tightly done in like these three big twists, you know, that iconic three big twist look that little black girl had.
Yeah, with the bows,
with the bubble
barrettes,
hair ties.
Yeah
and the barrettes. Yeah,
this
I did not
so
have that. My mom did not do barrettes. She did not do beads. She did not do accessories, but she was good doing hair. Actually, I don't even have any pictures or anything, but like I remember she would do all these like intricate cornrow styles.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like I would go in when they were first done, they would look just like phenomenal, and I'd like go into school and like the latchkey ladies would be like, oh man, you know, is your mom a hairstylist? And I'd be like, no, my mom's an engineer. And they're like, no, that's impossible. She couldn't have done that. She's a hairstylist on the side, right? And I'm like, no. But I was like flattered. But then like days later, I just look crusty. And what? Then I'd get really.
Did you run around and like pull your hair out at school?
No, I just had a lot of flyaways. My hair tried to escape. It just leave the braids.
My cousin would always come home and her hair would just be like, what happened to you? But she would have like plaits. So it'd be like somebody had to pull her hair or something.
Yikes. I had this one experience where I was like playing with these girls in my preschool. I don't know. But like they had this Barbie brush. There were some girls with straight hair. So they had this Barbie brush and they were like, yeah, I like to brush my own hair with this Barbie brush. And so they like brushed their own hair and I was like, oh, okay. And they were like, Sam, why don't you do it? In my head, I was like, I know I can't do that, but I don't want to look like a wimp. So I like brushed my braid all the way out. And then because these girls had never seen curly hair before, they were so scared and shocked. And I was like, oh man, I gotta put myself together. And so like, they thought like I had a monster growing on my head or something. Cause like the horror, the face of horror of just like, oh my gosh, that's what's inside the braid. That's what it's been concealing this whole time. And then like, I ran to this lady. I don't know if she was like a teacher, but like an assistant, you know, like the preschool has some assistants. But I ran to her and I was like, oh, like, please, like, I need to redo my hair. And she was like, oh, what do I do? She was also like a woman with straight hair. So she was just like, what do I do? And I was like, just braid it. And she was like, I've never touched this hair texture before. I don't know what to do. I was like, what the heck is happening? And then I had to go to the daycare after school. And the daycare was this like a bunch of like black ladies. Like these women were like grandmothers who just took care of the kids in the neighborhood. And so she picked me up and she was like, what happened to your hair? And I was like, it just came out. Cause I'm so embarrassed. I was like, it just came out. And she was like, your mama braids your hair too tight for it to just come out. I know it did not just come out. Oh my gosh. Like, please, if this is going to be like how big of a deal it is, like, please, I just can't have my mom see. So she like braided my hair up and she was like, there, get your stuff together. It was a mess.
Well, at least she saved you.
Yeah, she saved me. But after that point, I was very conscious of my hair, like way more than before.
Wow. And I guess that kind of like badly impacted you on the way like that the other kids reacted to your hair.
You know,
I don't know, a little bit maybe.
It's strange because I've always been natural, but because of my experiences, I've always wanted to have straight hair. But my mom, she had a perm when she was growing up. And by the time that I was like, you know, growing up and in that mindset of like, oh, I want my hair to be pinned straight. Mm-hmm. She was kind of going natural herself and on her own transition, way before the natural hair thing was a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I remember her hair being like really long and luscious. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, that's beautiful. Like, I always thought like, my mom has beautiful long hair. Aww. It's straight. I like saw that after that moment. I was like, you know, I want that. My sister had long hair. And then my mom cut all of her hair off. And suddenly like her hair was like in finger coils. Like she did finger coils and she was like trying to get her hair into dreads.
Oh, wow. What year is this?
That must have been, I want to say 2000.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's really early.
So I was just shocked and I was just like, what is this?
What made her want to do that? Do you know?
I have no idea, actually.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It's like I was too young to really even comprehend mm-hmm. that this was a thing. And I guess I've just never felt to ask, because like it became so like ingrained in my mom's personality that I was like, yeah, you know, my mom has this type of hair and this is how she likes to wear it. But one thing she did tell me, like, most recently was like, she was like, yeah, every day is a struggle for me with natural hair, because I still get really self-conscious about my hair. And I was like, wow. Because, like, she's been natural for, like,
yeah, you know, 18 years, I guess.
18 years, yeah.
So that's interesting. I always wonder that. Is it going to get, like, easy? Like, am I ever going to know, like, the things to do? And I feel like every few months I'm, like, trying to figure out what my hair is doing and what products it likes now, because it changes.
Yeah, for sure. I'm still trying to figure out like a regimen.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's hold on before we go to like
right,
now.
Going back.
When did you start doing your own hair? Like, what age and like what was that like?
I started doing my hair in third grade. I was oh 8 years gosh. Old. my parents are both full-time engineers, and that takes up most of their time. Mm-hmm. So I was always a latchkey kid. I was always a YMCA kid. And yeah, like before when we moved in that period of time as well. So my mom was even farther away from her work, so she needed to get up even earlier to do her commute. And the latchkey only opened at a certain time. So it was really just like, I needed to figure it out by myself.
Oh.
And as I already told you before that, I was like, oh, you know, with my hair. And so now that I have my own responsibilities to it, I had a very specific style that I did. I did my hair parted down the middle and two big braids so that they looked like pigtails. That was my style. Sometimes I did three braids, but I was like, that was like if I was really feeling myself.
Were they plaits or cornrows?
No, these were just big braids, big dookie braids. They were nothing fancy. And sometimes I like put bows in them. Like, it was just a very specific thing that I was like, oh, I think this looks good, so I'm gonna stick with it. This causes the least amount of attention.
That's interesting. I remember when I started doing my hair, I had a perm, so it was like weird. And I just tried to learn how to comb my hair, and it was just like, oh. And then I was like watching, I guess it's like, who is it? It's one of the princesses that like brushes their hair a certain amount of times every night. And so I thought that I needed to do that for some reason. And
yikes.
I know, I just had like shed hair, and I'm just like, okay, I don't really feel like doing this. I don't know. Like, I had no like concept of like how to do my hair. I was just like, yep, you should probably do your own hair.
Yeah. I mean, shortly after that though, I'm pretty sure that I strike a deal with my mom or something that like if I got this certain amount of grades, like A's or B's or whatever it was, that she would take me to get my hair professionally braided. And that was like unlocking the door for me. I was like, I can trade hairstyles for grades. Like, if I just do good in school, I can like look great every day. I was like, yes. I want to say I got my hair professionally braided like when I was like 9 or 10, and I felt like a princess. I was like, yes, this is my look from now on.
Did she let you get extensions in the braids?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't tell me nothing.
So you had like long braids.
Oh yes.
Colors.
Oh yes. I had the craziest colors. I didn't even know that we could do colors at first. So I would be just like getting it played with where it was like pony hair and it was like half in the braid, half out of the braid. So like I looked like I had straight long weave. And then like I found out that you could do blonde, so I had it blonde all the time.
Oh my gosh.
I was living life.
That's cool. I never could get like braids with extensions until like I was in high school, so I always wanted that. So you were like one of those cool kids that had like long weave braids.
I mean, yeah, but what came with that was not having the vocabulary to explain how your hair got from, like, shoulder length to chest length in a matter of, like, a day. And that was so awkward when come back from the weekend and they'd be like, oh my gosh, Sam. And, you know, because it's, like, a bunch of, like, 9-10-year-olds, they're just, like... touching your hair and like really trying to figure it out and like asking all these questions you can't answer, and then it brings you even more like consciousness of like, oh okay, like now my hair is fake, like okay, I had long hair but now it's fake. So yeah. After that I was like asking my mom if I could get my hair straightened like my sister. Mm-hmm. And this was at a similar time that my sister had accidentally gotten her hair permed. Like the lady at the salon was like, oh, in order to do this style we need to relax your hair. So my sister came home and her hair was like pinned straight. My mom was like, oh yeah, your hair looks really nice, what did the salon lady say? And she was like, oh yeah, she just relaxed it. And my mom was like livid.
Oh god.
And so I was like treading on water, like, hey, can I please get my hair straightened? And she was like, you can get it pressed and I will be there. Like she like came with me. It was a very specific regimen where like every 2 weeks she would come with me and I would get my hair pressed, which is like pretty much just as bad as a perm. Cause like every 2 weeks getting your hair pressed.
It's a lot. That's how I had, yeah.
The first few times my hair was still like poofy. Like it would be pressed and then the next day it would be poofy. Like, this is not it. Like, and like, I remember like at first I was like feeling it. I was like, oh yeah, like I look great. But then like walking in my middle school classes and someone would be like, oh, someone had a bad hair day, or like they'd comment on it. And I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Kids are the worst.
It was like the worst too, because I'm just like, you know, I'm feeling so into myself. I'm like, yeah, I got my hair straightened yesterday, so today it looks great. You know, it's poofy, but like it was just so much. It was an afro. It was like a triangle.
Yeah.
But I was like feeling it. Like I felt like a cartoon character. I was like, yeah. And then I get in and they're like, oh, did you forget to do your hair today? And I was like, excuse me. And I had like I had this blue headband that I was always wearing with it. I like remember that perfectly. And he like ripped my look. There were a few people that were like saying stuff and I was like, excuse me.
What?
So then middle school, you know, that was middle school 6th grade. So 7th grade through 9th grade, I straightened my hair every single day.
Oh, gosh.
To keep it straight, to keep it pinned straight. Emo look was the thing. Like, I had emo look. It was slick black, like, the bangs. It was a look. All those pictures are burnt now. Like, I'm so glad. You know that age where your parents stop taking photos of you, and it's just, like, on MySpace? Where all your photos are taken. I'm so glad because those pictures are all burnt. I don't know where they are. Lost in time. It was not a look, but in my head I was like, finally, I have reached my evolution form.
Oh my god.
My hair was so thin, so short, like it never grew. And like it was just like my head and then like two slivers of black comma just coming down from my head. Like, that's how it framed my face, where it's just like face and then like hair, like penciled in. Like, it was just terrible.
So like ear length or like chin? Like
my hair was shoulder length.
Okay. But you're saying it's thin.
It was so thin. Yeah. And my hair is already fine just on its own, but like being straightened, it was so thin. Like, also, in that period of time, the fire department was called to my house a few times.
What?
Accidentally, like the smoke from the hair straightener.
Oh my God.
And the hot comb would like accumulate and like set off the fire alarm. So the firemen came and like it was a group of just like these buff white men, and I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh, like they won't understand that a hot comb was left. And so they like came in, they're like, where's the fire? And I was like, oh no, it's okay, it's fine. And they were like, well, let's see it just in case. And I was like,
oh my God.
And so I invite them in and I was like, oh, it's the toaster. And they were like, really, the toaster looks fine. And I was like, oh, do you really have to pry? So I was like, oh, it was actually this hot comb. And they were like, a hot comb. what is that? And I was like, hot comb, like for your hair. And they were like, can we see it? And so I like brought them upstairs to the bathroom. And it was like on the counter, like unplugged at this point. It was like on the counter, still steaming. And they were like, oh.
And they smell like the burnt hair going upstairs. Yeah, just like
infecting it. Like, huh, what is this contraption? They're like, what were you using this for? I was like, straighten my hair. And they're like, oh, well, don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh my God.
So that was, that was the second time, I'm pretty sure.
Embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. And then I had to tell my mom about it, and she was like, what? That was like the fifth time that there was a problem with the hot comb. And then the sixth time was when I burnt my ear.
Oh, no.
I burnt my ear so badly that my ear had stayed burnt up until my first year of freshman year in college.
What?
Like, I still had a scar. Like, finally, like, my sophomore year, it, like, peeled off.
Oh, my God.
So, that's how bad that was. My ears are nice and that's not crazy. Burnt or scarred anymore.
I feel like that must have hurt. Oh, God.
It did. And also, my mom took the hot comb away. That was it.
I was like, so you went from going to the salon every 2 weeks, and then you were taking over, and you were doing it yourself.
You know, the salon lady, she would be, she would always have it, like, flipped up. They would be doing their own stuff. And I was like, this is not the look. Okay.
The bump.
This is not the look.
I would always get a bump under, and I'd be like, can we not do that?
This is not the look. Like, I gotta put my 2009 flare on it. Like, it's gotta look cute, okay? So that was my thing. Let's see. After that, I think 10th grade of high school, I decided that I did not care for straight hair any longer. It was like over the weekends when I was in the summertime of that year, I would be like trying to rock an afro. So my mom would like do my hair in, she would do my hair in cornrows, and then I would take it out for like family meetings or like family reunions and stuff over the summer. Mm-hmm. And people would be complimenting my afro, and they'd be like, oh, wow, it's so cute. It's so nice. And I was really feeling myself for that. And so I had this, like, specific outfit. It was, like, this white ribbon that I would tie over to, like, make it look like a headband, and it had a bow, and then my afro would be peeking out on the back, and it was like nice and full. And then like I'd have this like V-neck purple shirt that I would wear. Like I felt so mature, so grown, because everyone was telling me that like I looked so mature, and I was like, oh, okay. And so I was like fully into the idea of like, oh, having my natural hair will make me look older. Okay.
What first inspired you?
That inspired me.
Your mom? I mean, before you decided.
I don't know. I think it was just like, I had my hair in cornrows a lot over that summer. There was a family function that I was like, oh, I don't, it's going to be like out and I don't want to show up in cornrows. This is still not cute. So I like took them out and kind of like tried to maneuver them, you know? And so it was like a soft wave as opposed to my natural 4C hair. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, this doesn't look bad, you know? And I put a headband on it. I was like, oh, this looks all right. And then I got out and they were like, wow, that looks great, Sam. And I was like, oh, okay. Like I was just experimenting, you know, but you know, okay. If you like it, then I love it. All right. So not even inspiration, just like a happy accident, really.
Yeah.
And so sophomore year of high school, I stopped straightening all of my hair. And I was like, I want to get dreadlocks. Because a lot of my family friends have been getting dreadlocks. And I was like, oh, you know, I can't really understand natural hair. I can't understand like doing an afro every day. I don't really know how to do cornrows, but I could probably handle like dreadlocks. Like that's a natural style that I can do.
Wow.
So I got dreadlocks, but I didn't get the whole thing dreaded. I still had a nice little emo streak in the front that was just straight hair.
Was it a bang?
And I dyed it red.
Oh my gosh.
It was just one single strip that you can find photos of.
Oh my gosh.
One strip that I dyed red. And because I was still not sure if I liked the dreadlocks or not, I would put like a little black cap. So it looked like my hair was like pinned up, but really it was a black beanie, you know, it was a black beret. So unobservant teachers would be like, oh, that looks like your hair. But observant teachers would be like, you need to take the hat off. And I'd be like, and I'd maybe take it off for a period. And then like the next period, I'd put the hat back on. But like,
you had it like pinned into your dress?
I had it pinned. No, I had it pinned to my head. So like all you could see was that like streak, my one streak.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
So I looked cute. It was like as much of a look as a look could be. But because I felt like the dreads were like my secret at that point. When dreads first come in, when they first start in, they are not cute because they're not like fully hard. They're not fully formed and they can come undone really easily. So like, that was my, for that whole year, basically, me trying to like get my dreads locked. And so while they were getting locked, I just like kept it under the hat. But people, when I would like be like, oh, you know, this is my secret, you know, and when I was really feeling myself, I'd be like, oh, you know, I have dreads underneath my hat. And they'd be like, what? That's crazy. Like, it was such like a novelty of like, whoa, oh my goodness. Like people only hear about dreads in high school when they're like when you're like uncultured in like a New Jersey school, you have never heard about dreads, most probably. And then like people were so excited. They were like, whoa, oh my gosh, really? Whoa, that's crazy. Can I see? I was like, no. just for me. What? So after that year, my dreads finally locked a little bit. They like half locked. They never actually is fully locked, but they like locked a bit as much as my hair could at that time. And so I took my beanie off. And then once the beanie was off, realization of how stupid this front strip of straight hair was set in. And I locked that too. I was like, all right, I'm just going to dread this too. So I dreaded it. The whole head was dreaded. I looked cute. It felt cute. And I didn't have to worry about my hair for another 3 years. And then I went to college.
Well, how did people feel about the dreads once you like brought them out? You got like good responses about that?
I did get good responses about that. For the most part, people didn't realize that they were dreads. So most of the ignorance that I got wasn't even like, oh, you have dreads. Like, this looks ugly. It was like, other people, like Black people in my school would be like, oh, like you have dreads. Like, it looks good. So cute. But then like, they would be like, oh yeah, like I would love to get dreads too. And then whoever, you know, whoever else was hearing it would be like, oh, don't get dreads. Like, dreads look so ugly. And then I'd be like, oh, I have dreads though. And they'd be like, oh, but like yours look cute though.
Oh no.
So it was just like awkwardness like that, where like I knew I looked good, but it was also like I felt this empowerment of like, oh, like shutting people down when they were like saying like, oh, dreads are ugly.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that they've never seen dreads, they clearly don't know what dreads look like, because somebody sitting right next to you has dreads, looking good, keeping them clean. Like, I knew how to twist my own hair. I knew how to like maintain it very well. And they were like, oh, shocked, you know, shook. Like, oh, wow. I've clearly spoken out of turn. So that felt really nice.
Where did you learn how to do even like the maintaining of the dreads? So your family?
No, it's more like I've always sort of just watched. That's how I learned how to straighten my own hair with the hot comb. Like, I've always just watched how the stylist did it, and then I just do it myself.
Oh, okay.
That's how I learned how to braid too. While the ladies in the chair were doing my hair, I would just watch them and then go home and practice myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
So it wasn't, maintaining dreads isn't hard at all. Just like maintaining hair isn't hard at all. You know, it's just about like taking the time to practice.
So when did you like transition from your dreads and decide to take those out?
Freshman year of college still. This was at the end of freshman year, and I had gotten my first boyfriend. And I had already been thinking about taking them out in the first place, but I didn't want to cut my hair out. And I was so curious as to how long my hair was outside of the dreads.
Mm-hmm.
So I slowly tried to like unknot them, and I did one, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And then my first boyfriend was like, oh, that would be cool if you didn't have dreads. Like, that'd be cool to see. And I was like, inspired. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to do all of them. So I undid all of the hair by just like slowly unknotting it. While I was on vacation with my parents for spring break that year. And then my hair was out and free and natural.
That was like your first time. Yeah, that seems like, hearing your whole journey, that seems like the first time your hair was completely like curly, natural out, that you were trying to like wear it that way.
Yeah, it was a weird thing though, because
I guess since you were a child.
I was like back to the realization that my hair was not curly and that I actually don't have any distinct curl pattern. And not only that, but the fact that I didn't know how to comb my hair or deal with natural hair. So within that first week of having it all out, I was like, oh yeah, this looks cute. This looks great. I could not comb through my hair. So I ended up ripping out a lot of my hair with the comb. And then right after that, I was like I asked my friend if she could straighten my hair because I didn't know what to do with it. And then after that, I straightened it like two more times. And then I went home and actually tried to figure out what to do with it. But pretty much after that, I did twists. And, you know, it was just like having a dead weight on my hair. Like I finally got into the YouTube natural hair community where I was starting to watch videos. And my hair did not look healthy. Like I started using Shea Moisture products. But when your hair is already dead, like there's very little you can do to like re-liven it up. So I think the first quarter of my junior year, I shaved off all of my hair. And as you know, because I'm pretty sure like that's when you pretty much like, that's when I came on your charts fully.
Well, no, I knew you before then because.
You knew me before then, but I feel like when I like I went bald, you were like, yeah, that one time.
Like,
that was over the summer too. Anyway.
Yeah. I didn't know like you were gonna do it. I just thought you were talking about it and then you did it and I was like, oh. Okay, Sammy.
That was a trip. It's still a trip.
So how has that been? That's like major transformation. It seems like you got totally fed up and you were like, okay, I wanna try this again.
You know, It was weird because at this point I had a new boyfriend, and as you know, I like had a terrible breakup with him at the same time that I shaved my head. But I shaved my head right before I knew we were gonna break up, and so when he broke up with me, I felt so ugly. You know how like when you're feeling bad, you just want to hide behind your hair, do your hair, whatever. There was nothing for me to hide behind. So I was just like feeling so bad about myself. And anytime somebody would be like, oh yeah, you know, like my confidence was in the drain. And you know, when people say stuff and you're like in their best state of mind, you can sort of just scrape it off and be like, you know, keep going. I couldn't do that. So when people would be like, oh yeah, you know, you look like a prepubescent boy. You look like a 12-year-old boy. I felt so bad. So,
oh my God. I thought you looked so edgy and like confident and cool because you had like different designs and stuff.
You know, I tried my best, but like I was just like, I wanted my hair to be long so quickly after it was cut. It was like it got shaved and like the next moment I was like, oh, can we put that hair on the floor back on my head, please? That'd be preferable. So, you know, after that though, I was already into head wraps before the hair, but then after my hair was shaved and I was just like feeling terrible, I got in full force and I got like 5-6 different head wraps and I just alternate throughout the week, and like that's what made me feel so much better.
And you became the head wrap queen.
Yes, I became the head wrap queen.
I still don't know how to do any head wraps and I'm always like, Sammy, does this look okay? You're like, you gotta put this shirt underneath it. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you know, learned all sorts of tips and tricks. Yeah, living my best life. It's funny because you always feel better looking back on something than you do actually doing the thing, I feel like, yeah. In my experience. Because there's a lot of hairstyles that, like, while they were on my head, I was like, this is not it. This is not cute. And then I look back and, like, I'm like, oh, why didn't I keep the dreads? Like, the dreads were cute. Why didn't I keep that? And I'm like, oh, man, like, that one hairstyle that I did where I had, like, blunt bob hair for a minute, I was like, oh, that was kind of cute, actually, looking back.
Well, you know, the styles change and stuff, so.
Oh, for sure, for sure. But Clark did, Clark Davis. and, promo.
Well, yeah, now we're starting to get around the time, like, in the video, the Curl Talk video, where I was talking to you and Clark and my sister about shaving your head. Yeah, y'all were all in there.
But, she did that photo shoot because, you know, that was like me freshly shaving my head. She was looking for that photo idea, and I was like, oh yeah, why don't you do a project with hair? Because I was really feeling more attached to hair than ever, and I was bald. And we took a whole bunch of pictures, and like, that was really cool. Because that was my announcement to my family that my hair shaved. And everybody knew that my hair was shaved within, like, I would say a day. And so I got my whole phone blowed up just like, oh my what? What's going on? What is your hair shaved? What is that?
Oh my gosh.
Now my hair is grown.
Y'all did, like, two photo shoots. One with, like, weave, right? And then some with, like, in the... Then y'all were in the apartment.
Yeah, and it was, like, a Polaroids. Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are really pretty.
I have those Polaroids.
So you felt, like, more confident after that? Or how are you feeling about, like, how your family...
Yeah, I felt more confident after that, for sure. I mean, I look fondly back at it than when I was actually in the moment. Now my hair is like pretty much healthier than it's ever been, thicker than it's ever been. I actually do have a curl pattern, which shocked me. Which you like, it's crazy things about like starting new that you're like, wow, you know, this before this was, 19 to 20 years of me just damaging my hair, you know? And like maybe that the dread section was like the small like reprieve that my hair had, and it actually grew quite a lot. But then right after that, it just went back to damaging it. And then shaving my hair off, this is like fresh baby hair, like as natural, as fresh, as clean as it like could ever get, to the point that I'm like, oh, this is how my hair was actually supposed to look, untampered with, you know?
Yeah.
So I like it now. I remember over the Christmas, it's crazy how fast my hair grows too. Like looking back, I basically took, throughout my journey, I basically took a picture each month of like my natural hair journey after it was after my showers, and like month to month and between month to month it would just be like so much hair growth. And I was like, while you're in it you're like, oh man, like my hair's not growing, but then like looking back at the picture you're like, oh wow, you know, like this is really nice. And so that's what kept me going, of just like,
that's what we were trying to tell you. We were like, yes, Amy, your hair is growing.
Yeah, you're no. Like, I was like, nah, I don't think so. I think you guys are lying to me. But then I look back and then I take the picture for this, for the month, you know, and I'd look back and I'd be like, okay, maybe they're right. Maybe they're right a little bit. But then that month would keep going. And I'd be like, nah, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. So it was up, down all the time. But what I was going to say is that I think like over Christmas, not this Christmas, but last Christmas, when I like first got my hair shaved, it's been about a year now. But my sister's father-in-law was over, like his whole family was over. Her husband's whole family was over. I'm not explaining this well. But anyway, her father-in-law like came down the stairs, and for the whole like Christmas, I had my hair like head wrapped and it was wrapped up. And there was like one day that I was just like chilling on the couch with my dad, and I had my like head wrap off, and he like comes barreling down the stairs like, "Oh my God, what happened to your hair?" This was like an old white man, and I think he's like very conservative, and like just, he was just not expecting that in that, but he thought something was actually wrong with me. He was like, "Oh my God, are you okay? What's going on?" And like
my this dad, is when like, your head was shaved?
Yeah, this is when my head was shaved.
Okay.
My dad like clutched me to himself. He's like, "What's going on? What is it?" And he was just like, your hair, where did it go? And I was like, "Oh, yeah, it's gone, man. It's gone.
It's trash.
It's been gone. It's been gone."
Okay. Like, calm down. It's not your head.
It was such a visceral reaction. I was like, oh, like, we actually thought something was going on. And then he was like, "Your head." And I was like, "What?"
Even if it was something going on, I don't know.
I think it just goes to show, like, hair is important in every culture in different ways. Because, like, you would think that, you know, this being just like somebody of a completely different race, they would just be like, "Oh, you know, okay, whatever, you know?" But he was just like shook. He was shook, like as if his own hair was shaved in that moment. Like, he was just, "Oh my goodness gracious."
That's so crazy how people take it like that. But I do think like hair is so like understatedly, like, it's such an understated thing that your hair should be a certain way. And like, I don't know, that's how you looked at.
I think that a lot of the times people are like, "Oh yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. Hair's just hair. Like, right? It'll grow back." But then if you do something extreme with your hair, like if you dye it, if you cut it, people will get so upset about it, just unexpectedly. The same people that are like, "Oh, you know, hair is hair, it'll grow back," are like, "Oh my gosh, you bleached and dyed your hair? Oh my goodness," you know? And it's like,
yeah.
What? If it wasn't a big deal, why are you making it a big deal?
But that's because I feel like they're afraid of doing that themselves. They're afraid of being different themselves. So they're projecting that on you. And you're just like, "Well, I did it and I'm fine. I think it looks great."
And I think that really just like, if we're going to be like, "Oh yeah, you know, hair is hair," we should also just like not have these reactions of like crazed disgust or shock. We should all just be like, "Oh wow, that's dope. Like, I've never seen that done before. Like, it looks really good. It suits you, you know?" And if you have something to say about it, don't say it, because like hair is not just hair, and it does not grow back as fast as you think. Okay, so when you say that someone looks like a boy and then they gotta be looking like a boy for months and months after that, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah. I mean, people say stuff about people's hair that are like completely wrapped up and like they don't even show their hair. It's like, can you calm down? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Hair is a culture, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy. People are like, "Oh, it's just your hair." But then, no, like, it's more than just my hair, because you care about it, actually.
Right. And it's like, I don't think people realize how much they care about their hair until we do things like this, where we're, like, a natural hair community, and people are, like, banning it from schools and, you know.
Yeah, or, like, not hiring you.
Right. Right. It's like, "Oh, if hair's hair and it can grow back, like, why can't this dude with dreadlocks work at your law firm?"
Yeah, but that's just hair. Are you gonna keep it up for him? No, you don't have to worry about his hair. Like,
right? Like, now that I'm natural and like, I just don't care for straight hair at all. Like, I noticed that my hair would fall out so much when my hair was just like straight.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I go into my bathroom because I have two roommates with like really straight hair, and it's just everywhere. And I'm like, nobody knew how to pick up their hair. Like, it's just like, but then meanwhile, like my every curl, I'm super hyper aware. I'm like, oh, this came out of my head. Okay.
Especially when you're washing your hair,
you know, I'm like, how much came out? Okay, all right, it's still healthy. Okay, good, you know. And meanwhile, my roommate has just her whole head in the shower. I'm like, did you shave your hair? And then she comes up and she's like, oh no, my hair is just thick. I'm like, what?
Well, that's pretty cool. I don't know, I feel like that's pretty much your whole journey until like now. And it's cool to see how much you've like embraced your natural hair and like just how much you've been like through. And now you're just like, well, I'm just gonna do what I want to do with my hair.
To be fair, I had a pretty easy journey because as much as I talk about my sister and my mom, as you know, my mom got her, like did her hair naturally first. But my sister, when she came back from college, like did a whole big chop and like took her perm out and did her hair naturally and actually like learned about it. So she taught us about protective styles before like we knew that was a thing. And then all throughout that, I was like, oh no, this is terrible. This is ugly. I don't know about that, guys. While having my dreads, like I still had that mindset of like, oh, I don't know about that. So of course, after taking my dreads out, I was like, oh, I really have no idea how to handle this.
Yeah.
So really, it's only been a year that I'm in the mindset of being natural, despite the fact that I've been natural my whole life. Also, it's crazy too, in the topic of like, me like about being mindset, my mom is just now learning stuff from us, you know, like she learned about Shea Moisture from my sister, and like she still doesn't know how to finger comb her hair, and my mom has like actual curls and she's just like always just brushing right through them. She's like, oh, I don't know, man. she's just learning about Bantu knots, and she doesn't know how to do Bantu knots, so she just puts like four big Bantu knots on her head and looks crazy as opposed to like small sections. But like, you know, do you, you know, like do it wrong, fake it until you make it.
Yeah.
Until just you learn trying. How to do it, you know.
Yeah.
And keep she had 18 years to learn, and it's only now that she's like, oh yeah, cool, you know, like learning a lot more. So that goes to show there's always so much more to learn.
And tell them what your dad said about your hair. I thought that was so cute.
My dad loves hair. My dad loves natural hair first and foremost, so maybe that was like the pinnacle for my mom, because he loves natural hair. He had a huge afro when he was growing up, and now he's bald. So despite the fact that he does not have hair, he has a lot of opinions on hair. And basically over the Christmas break, I took my braids out. And he was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do now? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to do twists like I usually do. He was like, oh, okay. And so I washed my hair and like, I no product on it, nothing, like just straight out the shower. And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I love that. If I was a black woman, that's the style I would do every day. And I was like,
oh, my God.
This isn't anything. I just left the shower. daddy. Yeah.
Your dad's so nice.
Loves it.
Well, I think that's pretty good, Sammy. That was such a good little bit, like your whole story. But before we go, I want to ask you the 5 questions I'm going to ask every person so we can get to know you more and a little bit more about your hair. So, number 1, if you could only have one hair product, what would it be? It could be specific or like a general type of product.
This assumes that I would have water, right?
Yeah, you have water.
Okay. I would say gel. I would say that eco styling gel.
Oh, okay.
Because even when I had dreads, I'd noticed that I would just need to wash my hair and put that on and like restyle the dreads, and it would like lock in all the moisture and that would help it grow. And so I'd do that same regimen basically, but I'd do it with twists instead. So every like few weeks I like wash my hair, and then while it's still wet, I'll like coat my hair in that eco styling gel and I'll put it in twists. And then after like a week, I'll like take it out and rock my fro, and it looks good every time. So.
Okay. Well, you kind of just answered the second one. Wash and goes or twist outs. No, you're fine.
Twist out. Yeah. I don't even know what a wash and go is.
Oh.
Messy hair, you can't do a wash and go. And if you can, someone needs to like hit me up.
Okay. Number 3. If you could go back in time, what would you say to your younger self about your hair?
Stop straightening it. Stop doing it. Cut it all off right now. Trust me. Like, endure the torture now, because you're gonna really love it later on.
Oh. Number 4, what is one tip that you've learned like with your hair, tip or trick that you've learned?
Probably just the gel thing, honestly. Like, gel is literally my best friend. I do all of my styles like that because I have a TWA right now, and like, gel just fakes it until I make it, basically. Like, you can just like, all the little stray hairs and strayaways, they all get pulled into a bun, despite if they're long enough or not. So, you know, gel it up, baby.
All right. And what is some advice you would give someone looking to start embracing their natural hair?
I would say that this is your own journey. And if you look at other people and their own hair texture, sometimes it makes you feel some type of way, like, oh man, my hair is not like 3C, so I'll never look great, you know? Mm-hmm. But kind of surround yourself with people who have a good mindset about their hair, who are healthy about their hair, and who have the same hair texture as you, so that you don't feel discouraged. You always feel like you can go to somebody. I mean, you guys, you and Clark were like my biggest, I don't even know how to say this, champions, like cheerleaders, like both basically. Cause like Clark, like in France, she had her hair. Like
I was so surprised with her.
I thought, you know, when I was in France, that was before my hair was even shaven. I didn't know in my head how I was going to take care of my hair at all away from home. So I basically was like, I put my hair in braids and I just like protective styled it up, never wore it out. And meanwhile, Clark every, you know, week had her whole natural hair regimen, brought all of her products, had her cute little finger coils. And it always just looked impeccable, you know? And I was like, oh, I need to get better at doing my hair. And it inspired me to get better at doing my hair and just being able to ask, like, hey, like, what are you doing with your hair? You know, Sierra being curly C, me being like, hey, what am I doing? Like, please give me a regimen. What products are you using? Am I doing it right? And then, you know,
and I'm like, I don't know.
But then even I shave my head and everyone was like, oh yeah, Sam, your hair is growing. It looks so good. It looks so thick. Man, what was the best part about shaving my head actually was when you guys were all here in Savannah and I'd go to your apartment and like, every time I took my head wrap off, you guys would be like, yeah, and like petting my hair and like, yeah, it looks so good. Yeah, it's so much thicker than before. And I'd be like, wow, really?
No, you guys were, you were always like, no, it's not. And we're like, Sammy, it looks amazing.
You're right. You're right. I'd be like, no, you're completely wrong. You're lying to me. But in the back of my head, I was like, oh, wow. So, goes to show that even if somebody doesn't appreciate what you're saying, they're hearing it and they're loving you for it. So, 100%, all my confidence can be attested to Sierra Johnson, Curly C, plug, 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 shameless promotion. Oh man, I just thought of what I wanted to say, because I remember I was like, oh yeah, you know, me being a sequential artist will tie back in.
Oh,
and
okay.
I never brought it back in. But like, also being an artist, I think it's like what you feel in your heart and what you're like feeling is beautiful and aesthetically pleasing translates into your art. So until I got to college, I never drew Black women with natural hair. And I, right before that, like I barely drew Black women. And like, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know exactly what was going on. And so I would draw my mom a lot, but that was kind of it. That was it. And so these 4 years of being in college and my own natural hair journey, now pretty much all I like to do is draw women with natural hair, if the character demands it. But like, all I like to draw is my favorite character. Like, all of my characters for my own stories are Black, and all of them have natural hair and like dreadlocks and twists and big fros. And yeah, man.
And the guys have curly hair.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a full compassing transition of mindset, because like, even when I had dreadlocks, I didn't really draw anybody with dreadlocks, you know. And it takes you learning to love yourself despite anything else that makes you realize like, oh hey, I want to make sure that I represent this chapter of people as well. I want to make sure other people understand what I'm seeing right now and this beauty that I'm feeling. I don't know, it all comes back around.
Yeah, and your art is so amazing. Every time you like post something new, I'm like, wow, like your characters look so different, and I'm like, these are so cool. I love your style and everything, and the colors you use.
And I try my best. Any aspiring artists, if you need to learn how to draw Black people, look at my art, I guess. Take some tips, transform it, and make it your own, of course. So my Instagram is Sammy Bryce. And that's pretty much what I have. You can find my Tumblr through that as well, but I definitely use Instagram the most.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Wow, Sammy is hilarious, and that was so much fun talking to her. I felt like we really got into it towards the end, so thanks for bearing with us. We're working on it. Anyways, here's a few takeaways. Number one, it's only been a year that I've been in the mindset of being natural, despite the fact that I've been natural my whole life. Number two, maintaining hair isn't hard at all. It's just about taking time to practice. Number three, hair is important in every culture, just in different ways. Number four,
Be careful what you say to people with hair different from your own. Either compliment them like, wow, that's really dope and I've never seen that before, but it looks great on you. Or don't say anything. Number 5, fake it until you make it. There's always more to learn. And number 6, this is your own hair journey. Surround yourself with people who have a good mindset about their hair and who's healthy with their hair that also has the same texture as you. And that wraps up episode 3 of the Proud and Curly podcast. If you felt like this episode was helpful and inspiring, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. That means the world for us if you could help spread the word about our new podcast. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Friday, stay proud and curly.